Live from the studio, it's Dish Decorum.
If you know me, you know I'm always upgrading. And this time, I went from tea to champagne.
And now, welcome your host, Tom R.
Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Tamar, and I have a special guest next to me, and I have Christine in the building. Whistle.
Whistle. Would you rate that?
I give it a 9.
Okay. That was a light word.
That would always make me laugh. Whistle. Like they do that all the time. When I'm, oh my gosh, when I tell you I'm at work and they do that, it just makes me cackle. It makes me laugh every single time. I don't know, y'all. It's always a whistle up or a ta-da.
What?
Uh-huh. I love ta-das.
Yeah, I can see that.
Ta-das just make me happy. Like, I'm telling you, when I really say I'm loony, you got to believe me, I'm loony. I'm crazy. And I'm always the wild card because they never know where I'm going with it. You never know what I'm going to do. So, whoopsie-dootsie. Who cares?
It's the fire.
Not I. But I brought you here today because you're going to be showcasing your business. Yay. I can't wait till we talk a little bit about that. But we got to get into a little bit about what we like because I really love that you're a model.
Yay.
Tell us a little about what you've been doing. What's up? First of all, how did you start modeling? Like, how did you do all of this? What got you started?
Ooh, people around me. Mm-hmm. I'd say really what got me started was my sister and my cousin. So This is the story. I don't know if you remember Ashley Stewart had something going on back in 2017 at the Green Hills Mall. It was a plus size show or audition. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my sister had already known about it, I guess, from my cousin. My cousin had told my sister.
Uh-huh.
And my sister didn't tell me till like 2 days prior. She was like, hey, you should do it. And I was just like, okay, you gonna do it with me?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yeah. So, you know, we talked about it and she said she was gonna do it with me. And we get there and look around and she's nowhere to be found.
She was not there?
She was not there.
Oh no, she didn't. What did you do? Did you call her up? I know you called her up.
I called her. She was like,
How many times? How many times?
I mean, I called her once and she answered when I
She answered
her
the first time? Oh, yeah. How many seconds did it take her to answer?
Mm.
I don't like people who don't. Don't play with me. How long was it?
It wasn't long at all. It wasn't long at all. If it wasn't that first time, I may have called her twice. But She answered and she said she wasn't feeling well. She wasn't going to.
She couldn't tell you the day before, though? Or it just happened when she woke up or
it
something?
It just happened when she woke up. She just said she wasn't feeling well and she wasn't going to be able to do it. So I was just like, oh my goodness. So I'm here by myself.
Oh, okay. So you was there by yourself. You was nervous and you still decided to do it.
I was very nervous.
How was the walk? Did you stretch your legs?
I did not know anything.
Uh-oh.
I just winged it, but I did. The only thing that I actually didn't do was I did pretty good. The only thing I didn't do was I didn't stop.
I know you did, because first of all, you have a pretty face. So that's not going anywhere. You have pretty face. You have great skin.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you something later. I'm not gonna talk about it on this podcast, but yes, you have great skin, and I'm pretty sure they already know what I was getting to with that. But my thing is, you can distract them on the runway with your face easily. Like you can sell it easily.
Mm-hmm.
First off, did you get it? You got it. You didn't make it?
No. That was my first, but like the lady that ended up like going all the way with it, like that made it here, the semifinalist, she actually had put me to the side afterwards. She was just like, when I saw you, I thought you was like my biggest competition. She was like, and we got to talking, and she was like, I didn't know that this was your first time. You did really well. And she was like, you should do more of this, because I never would have known that this was your first time ever. And she ended up winning the whole thing. Her name is Teresa Larson. Mm-hmm. I always remember that because she really was the first person that had ever came to me and was like, you should do more of this. Like, I was a fan of her and she was a fan of me. So we were just, you know,
I like
exchanging.
That.
Yes, I
like that.
It.
You did a lot of networking while you was out there
I did.
Did you find a mentor?
That's been hard. I haven't been able to find one.
Okay.
I kind of have.
I was about to say, you know Ashley.
Yes.
You.
Ashley.
I'm pretty sure she would do it.
Hey, Rose,
if you talk
yes.
to her. I'm pretty sure she would do it. Shout out Ashley Rose.
She's so.
That's my girl.
She's so busy, I know.
I absolutely love her.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I really enjoyed that show, and I had mentioned to her as well. That really was an outlet because I was going through some things like we all are.
Right.
I was dealing with some issues, and to come to rehearsal, always make sure that I was I started it and I wanted to finish it, and I finished it despite everything that was trying to keep me from not finishing it. So that was an experience for sure.
Same thing over here.
Oh, gosh. That was the only thing I really did last year.
That was the only thing?
That was the only thing other than Kyra B. I didn't find a mentor. Kyra, yes.
I was about to say, yeah, there go another.
I did. Those were the only two things I did last year due to just finances.
What you got planned this year?
This is the start. Like, this is my first podcast ever.
First
time being on air.
Oh, you never been on a podcast before?
I have not. I've always wanted to.
Oh, yay!
Yes!
Yay! I'm so glad we can be your
thank
first
you.
One. Yes, I'm so
that's,
happy now.
That's exactly what I was going to get out.
Oh, my gosh. I really like that.
A big thank you.
Oh.
That's why I was like, okay, door opener.
Oh,
so you're the first. Like you're the first door, podcast door. I did have another one I was trying to do back in November, but I didn't get a chance to. This one was that'll probably be the next one.
Oh, well, welcome to this crazy, crazy show.
This is the first. It was like Tamar came on through.
Welcome to this crazy, crazy show. I'm telling you, for real. That's
thank
it.
You for having me.
Now, I know with my modeling journey, I ended up, this is crazy. I ended up, but really, I'm trying to go to an agency out in Nashville. I want to go to Amex and see what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. I can show them my portfolio, show them my walk. And I feel like if I go there, I can really sell myself. I really think I can. I really
of
think
course.
I can.
Of course. Like, I really thought you I were.
I'm ready.
Way.
Child.
You're there. Like.
Child, no.
You got it. You working out. Face, the profile, just.
I gotta keep working out.
That's
I just
what
love
I'm
food. I just keep thinking about fried chicken and mac and cheese. Lord have mercy. I'm eating that Sunday. What's today? Thursday? I'm eating that Sunday.
Hold
on, where's you
got
72 hours. I'm gonna add that on my list. I
don't
forget. Chicken.
Mac and cheese.
Forget
chicken and mac and cheese, nothing green. What you gonna eat green?
Oh, that's just gonna be just
a, that's just the start.
We have to add on. What else you think?
Cornbread. Some green. See, I said I didn't want to be a bad influence.
Cornbread.
Cone. It sure say cone too. Cornbread.
I can't snort it. Oh my god!
It's got cornbread. That bread finna be fire. If he can't even spell it, it's finna be. It's finna be fire.
Y'all, I'm done. Cornbread. Ooh, yams. Ooh, yes.
Yep.
Oh,
wait. Why did I just think of that
this
song?
This Sunday is the Super Bowl. Oh. I can't eat that. I gotta eat Super Bowl food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's cross out the cornbread.
Let's cross out
the yams.
And
the mac and cheese. The chicken steak.
Okay, look, I ain't gonna argue with it. It's versatile. It's versatile. I knew it, Rotel. Smokies.
Smokies? I gotta get turkey kind. Do they have turkey?
I thought they did.
Oh, I hope so.
Turkey Smokies.
The barbecue Smokies?
Yeah.
You know it's barbecue? Oh, God.
Let me make. I surprised you didn't put Bobby. Cute head comb.
Not Bobby.
Bobby.
Not Bobby.
Like he writing how it's gonna taste.
Child, my mouth is watering. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. The hell is that? You heard that? Is that?
No comment.
Whatever.
No comment.
I can't do it. Y'all, don't go nowhere because now I'm really parched. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm really parched and she has smoothies. She's going to be talking about her business, self-care, and I can't wait. Up next, we're going to be talking with Christine a little bit more. Don't go anywhere.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Okay, so, first off, you don't have to pay me for this. Oh, no. No, you don't. Wait, yes. Yes, you do. Just pay me in a lifetime support of this creamy, smooth, whipped shea butter Kierlin. Oh, that's not the line? I know, but I still want this.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Like, oh my God, do you smell this? It smells amazing. Okay, no, for real. Why didn't I already have an ad for this? This is crazy. Ooh, and you want to know something? Every time I put on Skin by Norsi, it never fails that I get a compliment. 10 out of 10. Gold stars for everybody.
Action!
They also have body scrub, hair serum, body oil, and much more at skinbynorsi.com. Check out their Instagram and click the link in the description box below. You too can smell this good. Skin by Nordicy.
Can't do it. Who knows?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. See, I'm gonna get there. My few more juice.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decorum. I was feeling the music. I was like, damn, I gotta come in at some point. But now we have
you was Christine in the video. You was in the video for a minute.
I still just want to dance to it. Like,
yeah. I was like, okay, I see it.
Ooh, ooh. I would sing it, but then I have to pay.
Yeah, we're trying to mind the businesses that pays.
Hello. Let's be real.
Start there.
Now, she's going to be here to talk about her business, self-care. I like saying it like that.
That's how it started.
I just love saying it like that. So, tell me a little bit about self-care. What happened? How did this happen? What was the start, the absolute start that made you say, I can make smoothies out of this?
Believe it or not, that modeling story that I was just speaking of, those two collided. And it was during a period of time in my life where I had gained a lot of weight. And I was contemplating weight loss surgery, but I got all the way to the very end with my job, and then I ended up having to switch jobs because of the realignment and everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. My son was...
Because I know I would have got the work done.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm still thinking about
it. I was right
slap
there.
Slap a six-pack on me.
But... the realignment was going on. It wasn't, the schedule wasn't working with my son's schedule. He was just starting school because I'm a single mother. Mm-hmm. So I ended up having to switch jobs, and that job didn't offer that. And I literally was just one appointment away from getting it. Mm-hmm. I went through the whole process, but I just feel like that was...
it was just something in there telling you not to
yeah,
do it.
That was just a sign that I needed to probably work for it. So I started making
I know, but I like fast results.
I know. Slow and steady wins the race.
I don't like baby steps. I'm a model. Like, I gotta stretch my legs, child. Like, yeah, oh my God.
I mean, this is going to the slow and steady, you know, you'll always be able to stretch your legs instead of just it giving up on you.
I guess.
But yeah, those, so I had started eating vegan because vegan was the only thing I haven't tried. It was the only diet I haven't tried.
So I don't think I can.
I started eating vegan and making those smoothies. And
so these smoothies they're vegan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, but oh my God.
They are vegan.
Oh my gosh, I'm so parched. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to try them. I really can't. So, have your priorities changed from when you first started? Did you change your priorities at all?
I started believing in myself because everybody, it was just like modeling. Everybody was telling me I should sell it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, you know, whatever. Go Smoothie King. No, just
I'm screaming.
I was like, I'm just doing this for me and all that. But after a while, once I realized I was just getting great like feedback. Mm-hmm. Everybody said they liked it, so I was just like, well, maybe this is the move.
They tried the smoothies, they all loved it. It's time for me. I hope I love it.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I know I'm gonna love it. I just have to. You wouldn't make me not love it, will you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yay.
Right. So yeah, throughout the years I worked out, did the smoothies and juices and just mm-hmm. lost. I'm still work in progress. See, now I've got to get back into the gym.
You look good. I'm not going to lie. You still look good.
Thank you.
You look
Thank
good.
You.
You still got a shape on you. Let's be real now.
I mean, it's always good. I get it from my mother.
Let's be real now.
Get it from my mother. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to make you cry, okay? I thought I was going to make you cry. Because I've been making people cry lately.
Don't make me cry.
Okay.
But I'm an Aries, so I'm not. Oh. I'm probably not going to cry. Like, I don't think I will. But, I don't like crying in front of people.
Oh. Goodness. I don't want to make you cry, but
if I cry, you'll hear me go like,
I'm going to show you a picture.
Like, I'll do stuff like that.
I actually get my looks from my mother, so it's just like, yeah. I just feel like I'm just showcasing this her, you know. But she passed away when I was four.
She passed away when you was four?
When I was four, yeah. My mother passes. But everybody says I look like her all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I have her shape. Like, you know, I get it from my mama because she had a shape too.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're taking on to that legacy.
Yeah.
All
my sisters.
You're heading in a good direction.
Shape. Yeah.
I love it. You're heading in a good direction.
All of that.
Okay, so I mean, I want to still ask, is this something that you would do differently than what you're doing now?
No, this is just it's been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a journey. There's nothing. I mean, the journey is still as the marathon continues. Mm-hmm. Like,
I like that.
The only thing that I would change is believing in myself earlier than I did. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's just
I mean, like I said, you can do anything you put your mind to. When I say mm-hmm. that, like, you really can. You really can. Now, I know I don't want to do certain stuff. Like, I can't be a dental hygienist. I can't be that. I don't want to smell people's breath.
I didn't think about it.
I don't want to do that. I don't. I wanted to be an orthodontist, but I just feel like I probably still do want to do that.
That was me with the laboratory degree. Like, you know, you got to test people.
You see what I'm saying?
Anything that came out of somebody's body, any bodily fluid, whatever comes out, gets tested.
And see, that's what I'm saying. You can do that. I can't. I'm not going to put my mind to it. I give up.
And see, and now we're here. And now we're here.
Oh, my gosh. So, how did you start self-care? Like, where did the name come from?
I started taking care of after that happened where I had gained, because I was like over 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was going through a situation. I had a stillborn. So, like, mentally, that I told you my life is trauma.
Oh, you probably will make me cry.
Oh, my goodness. Aww. I'm not trying to make you cry.
Okay.
I'm just telling the story. It's the truth.
Okay.
It's the truth. So, okay. I had gained a lot of weight. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Mentally.
Uh-huh.
It took a toll on me to where I hate. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry,
you probably need to get some juices in you.
Oh my.
It took a toll on me mentally.
Uh-huh. I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm listening. I promise you I'm listening.
No.
I promise you I'm listening. Oh.
When you start hitting me with the Byron.
Not Byron.
I started feeling like Byron. No, I'm just kidding. But no, mentally it took a toll on me, and that's so afterward, me and him and broke up and everything, and I was single. I started taking care of myself. Just self-care.
Self-care.
Yep. So I started. No, we back now.
I got a show to do here.
Okay, we back.
I have a show to do here. Self-care.
Yeah, so I started taking care of started loving myself more. That's why I said, as far as just, I should have believed in myself earlier. But, you know, I'm a late bloomer. I consider myself like a late bloomer. I should have been doing this a long time ago.
Oh my gosh.
But I started loving myself more and taking care of myself more. And so I knew I wanted to have like a self-care business some kind of way. Because everybody would always stop me.
But how are you a late bloomer? I'm going back on that.
Better late than never. No.
Like, I just want to know, like, where did that come from?
I'm a late bloomer. Like,
no, you're not.
I do feel like that.
Well, you're not.
Okay, I'm not. Because Tamar said I'm not. I'm not. Okay.
You're not.
Period.
And then on that. Y'all already know what time it is. Whistle.
Right. So I'd always, people would always stop me and be like, oh, like, what do you do for your skin? What are you doing with this? Or
and it's the smoothies?
It's the smoothies, the juices. Uh-huh. And I also, I don't do anything. Like, eventually, I've been playing around with rose water lately. Thinking about selling that. I also wanted to make a facial.
I had rose water for my skincare business as well. It was a rose water. Yes, I liked it, but what I will say though, make sure you put preservatives in your stuff, because that was one big fail. that was a big fucking fail for me, and I'm not afraid to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is that a bug? What is that? No, I think that's just a hole. That's just a hole.
All right.
Child.
False alarm.
I was getting a little scared. Can't play with, I don't like bugs.
Oh, but CMOS is like, I use CMOS internally and externally. Like, I just put it on my face.
You put it on your face?
Yes. It's a natural collagen.
Uh-uh.
It's a natural collagen. Uh-uh. It is.
I can't. Not for me. It's not a natural collagen
so you
for
can't
me.
Just put it on your face.
Uh-uh.
Do you have a texture problem?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's okay. That makes sense.
I don't
sense.
Like that. Well, I like applesauce. I like applesauce.
See, I'm the same texture almost.
No. It's more squishier.
That's
apple
the collagen.
Applesauce is more saucy. You don't
so
agree?
You say, I don't.
I agree.
It kind of tastes like it, like unflavored applesauce.
Only time, I will say though, only time I can do the sea moss is when I put it inside of smoothies and
that's
stuff.
That's what I was doing. That's what I do. That's what I was getting at.
That's the only time.
That's what I was
my
getting
mom,
at.
She put me on the sea moss by having me take a tablespoon of it. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, that will. That will shell shock you. That's the only way I can.
Sorry, I started thinking of mushrooms make me cry. And I started thinking of mushrooms when I was thinking about sea. It was mushrooms
goodness.
In the fridge when she was getting the sea moss out. And I'm stuck. I have a photographic memory and I'm thinking, yes, double whammy.
That is
Jesus. Oh, I'm getting the time here. Oh gosh.
I did not know that with the mushrooms.
Oh yes. I don't like we'll talk about it. Oh my gosh. Up next, an agency can treat a stick up butt. Up. Up next, an agency can treat it like a stick up, but here's Christine and I'll be playing Model Mix Up. I don't know what's happening, but Christine and I are still here with you guys. Stay put, don't go anywhere. If you're a young adult, you're at a tough stage of life. You may be juggling starting your career, managing your finances, navigating a romantic relationship, or simply just trying to make it on your own for the first time. These things aren't easy to do, and they don't always have to work out right away. So if you feel down from time to time, that's normal. Usually those feelings of being down go away over time, but if they persist for an inordinate amount of time, that may be a sign that it's time to look into treatment. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health and well-being, there is help. You're not alone. Visit drum.io/dishdecorum in the description box below to find more information on how to get help.
In this ghetto.
Oh. Ah! Hurt my ears. It was so loud up in our ear. That was not supposed to start off like that.
Yes, it was. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
milkshakes.
That was that. I was like, well.
Shut up. Shut the hell up.
I was like, let me.
Shut the hell. Oh my God. Oh my God. You are hilarious. No.
Get me out of bed.
You are hilarious. Welcome back to Dish Decorum, everyone. Where this show is all about class. And all about teaching it. Class and showing your ass. That's
there
what I think.
Is. You put the now, ass in class.
Come on now. Now, this is one of my favorite segments and one of my new segments, Model Mix Up. We have our model over here. She has her smoothies and she mixed it up. And I'm going to have to guess which one is it. I don't even know the names, but we're going to see if I know a little something something with some flavors. What you got for me? I'm going to go ahead and put this over my eyes.
Okay. Can you not see?
All right, I can't see.
Why can't you?
I can't see anything in the front. I got straws over there for you.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
You like that?
I do.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
You finna get out of control.
We're gonna get out of control.
Let me hang you. Oh, do a little.
Got a cute
this is a little ASMR.
Make you do it. I don't want to pay, so I'm gonna stop.
I'm over here doing some ASMR with these.
Right. I'm over here like, ah. I like it.
With these straws that he got. So this is a straw.
Right. I'm gonna put this in your head. Straw.
Uh-huh.
You got the straw. All right.
Okay, I have
so
a straw.
So you ready? Okay.
I have a straw. Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think. Do I want you to... Is this just like a random pick or
random
you're picking
pick.
What category?
Random pick.
Random pick.
Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to wake you up.
Okay, wake me up. I'm asleep.
Do some little moving around. Okay, you hit the little... Okay, there we go. Okay, so you're picking, right? So how are we doing it?
Oh, no, you pick.
I pick. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Can I just hand it to you?
Uh-huh. It's open?
Yo, may I open it?
Uh-huh.
Let me open it for you.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
Okay, you hear it pop?
I heard it pop. I'm scared. Okay.
There it goes. Okay, yeah. Straw's in.
Okay.
Straw's in. Let me...
This...
It's got a bite. It's got a bite.
It has ginger in it, right?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. Is it some type of citrus in this?
Yes.
Oh, yay! Is it orange?
Yes.
Oh. Is more?
Yes.
Jesus. That's amazing. All of these in this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Music make you lose control. Oh my gosh. What is it? Watermelon? No? Mm-mm. Oh my god. I give up. What is this?
You really don't know.
Apple?
Yeah.
Pineapple. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm over here telling everything. Oh my.
Maybe. Mm.
What is the name of this smoothie? I love it.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh. What do you call it?
You know, feel free to not love it because.
No, I love it. You know, I'll tell you the wrong word.
Oh, you doing the straw thing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You.
What else you got for me?
Let's Uh-oh. See what we got. Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh. I like this.
Oh, that last one, I always like to drink it like in the morning, like either before a workout uh-huh. or just breakfast. So the last one, that's breakfast, but this... The last one's called Breakfast. No. Or I woke up like this.
Oh my God. I like that. I like that.
But I have it on like my on the website that I'm working on. I have it as listed as Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Okay. Now this one here is my favorite one.
Okay. Do you put banana in this one?
I put a little bit in it.
A little bit of banana.
A little bit.
Okay. Kiwi.
Nope, people think it is. Wow.
Oh my gosh. I'm tasting kiwi.
Seems like it, but it's
I think
not.
The seeds are making it all an illusion. Strawberries.
Yeah.
All right. What's this one?
Sneezed. That one is beets and berries.
Is beets in here?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And
I hate beets.
That's why I made it like that.
Oh my.
That's why it's made like that.
Uh-oh. I barely can get the straw in. So it's some type of fruit or vegetable mm-hmm. blocking the way. I like this. Is it turmeric in here?
No, it's not.
It's not?
But I could add it. I do have custom
I'm
orders.
I'm tasting a little bit of turmeric. Do you put ginger in this one either? I mean, as well?
Yes. Okay, so I don't have to. That's just...
pear.
Actually not.
No pear?
No pear at all.
Oh, watermelon.
What is chewing this watermelon?
Oh no, I want watermelon.
Yeah, I can tell. That means I have custom once again. We can get you. There's one watermelon I like to do. And
love customs.
Yes. I like to do watermelon and dragon fruit. I like that mixed together. But it's other ingredients too with that.
Lemon?
Yeah.
Mmm. Lemony.
Lemony.
Very lemony.
Very what?
Very lemony. Oh my gosh. Okay, on to the next one.
On to the next.
I told you, this segment was only 5 minutes. We knew we weren't going to make it.
It. This is last but not least. This is actually how it all started with this one.
Oh gosh.
You actually went backwards pretty much. But I like it though.
Even better.
Right. This is... what started it all.
Uh-oh. Okay. So this one has to be good if this is what started it all.
Le straw.
Thank you.
Then you have a lid and a bottle. I love ASMR.
I love ASMR.
Love it.
I have to do one.
We're going to turn this into...
chiropractor. Let's see.
This one, the name is not looks are deceiving, but it really should be. Okay, you lie. That's how it all started.
I would throw shade to something that's sold in Walmart, but I'm not. Because this is definitely topping it. This is my favorite drink.
Oh, okay.
I buy it all the time.
You know what? That has that energy. That has that energy.
I buy it all the time. I don't know what's in it.
I know what you... I know what you're...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I buy it all the time.
Yeah.
Buy it all the time.
I do too.
So the only thing that I can say is spinach. No spinach.
No, it has spinach.
It has spinach?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
And it
that's
has kale.
That's all I can say. It has kale in it?
Yep.
I hate kale.
Yep. And that's why it's made like that. If you notice, everything has flavor. Everything you hate has a flavor to it.
Yes. I loved every single one of these.
To make you know.
I'll tell you if I hate it. I have to. Oh my gosh. I have to close this up now. I got to finish the show. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Okay, hold on. The bridge is... Oh! Uh-oh. It's time for the etiquette approach.
Okay.
If I could put this down. Okay. Thank you. Whether someone is going out of their way to do something they didn't have to, like hold a door, perform a routine, expected task, like make your coffee, saying thank you is a small gesture that makes a person feel appreciated. Now, we all spoke about Whitmore. And stopping for a moment to acknowledge another person and give them your attention is an act of kindness that speaks volume to you. You want me to tell you something? I'm not doing anything for any of y'all if y'all don't say thank you. I think that it's so rude, so nasty, and I don't know why y'all decide to expect something without even saying thank you to somebody. I sneezed at work at one time and nobody even said bless you. I couldn't even say thank you to them.
Oh,
I
no.
can't do it. You know, I checked them, and I also told them all, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Period.
I hate this damn show.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for coming on my podcast, about your businesses.
And you know, that's what I told you in the beginning. I told you, thank you for this opportunity. It's my very first podcast ever. So, yes, definitely thank you. Thank you to my family.
Oh my gosh.
They've been there.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I gotta close the show. Hold on. Give me a second, y'all. I need a second. It's okay. So good. I gotta stop.
Let you try.
You damn right you're gonna have to whip something up with some watermelon. Is that watermelon? Oh, I just want some watermelon. I just can't. Oh, we had a great show. I really had the most amazing time. We talked about your business. We got it out there. I need to taste it again. Hold on. It's not going anywhere. That's not going anywhere. Don't forget, this is a loony ass show. Check us out. We're going to be having a Valentine's Day episode. I have Sharice and DeMarcus in the building. So don't forget to go ahead and tune in with us. Bye bye. Oh, I couldn't even get my words out because I'm still. My mouth was watering. It was because of this. Look.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Okay, so, first off, you don't have to pay me for this. Oh, no. No, you don't. Wait, yes. Yes, you do. Just pay me in a lifetime support of this creamy, smooth, whipped shea butter Kiara Lynn. Oh, that's not the line? I know, but I still want this.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Oh my God, do you smell this? It smells amazing. Okay, no, for real. Why didn't I already have an ad for this? This is crazy. Ooh, and you want to know something? Every time I put on Skin by Norsi, it never fails that I get a compliment. 10 out of 10. Gold stars for everybody.
Action!
They also have body scrub, hair serum, body oil, and much more at skinbynorsi.com. Check out their Instagram and click the link in the description box below. You too can smell this good. Skin by Nordicy.